Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Katie embarrassed herself yesterday, and it was in front of children. In front of her daycare. What happened?
Okay. I have to start the story by telling you a very good friend of mine who I've known for many, many years. Her daughter goes to the same daycare that my daughter goes to. So occasionally, if I'm the one doing pickup, we will see each other. So I am walking towards the daycare to do pickup. And I see her leaning into her car to strap her daughter into the car seat. And I can kind of only see her butt. And I almost said something about having a big butt, but she just had a baby. So I thought, I don't want to. I mean,
nobody looks good in that position.
So instead, what I did was I screamed, "Hey, you whore." Now, again, we have the kind of friendship where that makes us laugh.
Yes.
Okay. And kind of like, you know, when they, in Mean Girls, when they say boo, whore.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Those teenagers.
Right. So I scream. Now she's leaning over in the car. So I say it really loud so that she could hear me.
Gotta get through the.
Hey, you whore.
Yeah, yeah.
And she stands up out of the car and it is not her.
Oh my God. Who is it?
It is another mom from the daycare I don't know.
Oh, my God.
She must be relatively new. I don't even know whose kid she belongs to or which kid she belongs to.
Did she snap up and go, excuse me?
No, she just stood up and looked at me.
Okay.
And then we both just sort of tried to pretend it didn't happen. I got on my phone and
wait, that's what you did?
What was I supposed to do?
Oh my God.
So hold on. Let me paint the scenario back for everybody. You scream, "Hey, you whore," to a stranger. She hears you and then it's never addressed.
I mean, honestly, I was reeling. Maybe I said I thought you were somebody else. She was far enough away from me that we weren't super close to each other by the time I realized that this was not my friend. So she kind of just closed the back door where her kid's car seat is, walked around to her car and got in. So I wasn't
this was handled all wrong.
What is the right way to handle it?
There's many options, and what you did was not any of them.
Okay. Tell me what my options are, because maybe this will happen to me again.
All right. First of all, first thing you could have done was you could have quickly leaned into the "I have a condition."
Okay.
And then she stands up. She's looking at you because you just called a stranger a whore. And then you just go, "Whore, whore, 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 whore."
Okay.
Get bug eyes at her and then be like, "Whore." You could do that. Okay.
Okay.
Or get your phone out. Hey, whore.
Oh,
hey,
that's
whore.
A good
sorry,
idea.
Sorry, not you. I'm talking to my whore. Hey, whore, that you do that. Just those two alone are better. I mean, Kevin, what would you do in a situation like
just
that?
Just follow through. Say, yeah, I called you a whore. This is how we do it at the daycare.
You could have gone like, not you, talking to your daughter.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. So, not going to do that. I guess I could have said, like, leaned into it and been like, yes, hey, I'm right. Katie.
Oh, I didn't say whore. I said Ford. Hey, Ford, oh. I like your car.
Okay.
What is this? A Toyota? Oh,
okay. I don't want to cosplay somebody who has a neurological condition. That seems mean to people that are truly suffering.
I didn't say what kind of condition.
It doesn't matter. It's the kind where you scream the word whore. That's bad enough.
Right. Okay. All right.
So what if I had said, okay, because like sometimes if I'm like frustrated with myself.
Yes.
I'll go like, oh, you idiot. Mm-hmm. Okay. To mm-hmm. myself. Mm-hmm. So what if I pretended like I was just talking to myself?
Not bad either.
Although it's weird to greet yourself.
Yeah, yeah, it's the hay.
It's the
that
hay.
Kind of throws that one off as
right.
well. Listen, the point is, there are lots of options that you could have gone with.
It doesn't feel like lots.
And the option of, let's just pretend this never happened, is not one of them. Okay. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you know what they say about daycares?
What?
They never forget.
I am sure I'm going to get complaints.
They'll forgive. But
they'll never forget.
Mm-mm.
Right.
So now you're going to get labeled. I hope they hang a picture of you.
No.
In that daycare. Says, if this woman calls you a whore.
Just keep it pushing.
Right.
She thought you're somebody else.
Make sure you let management know as we have a running file.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.